We now turn our attention to Daniel chapter 8. Daniel was given a vision, a very interesting and unique vision. According to the Bible, this vision was given in the third year of the reign of Belshazzar, king of Babylon. And yet Babylon is not mentioned in this vision. It moves on ahead of Babylon. And Daniel was standing by the Ulai Canal when he received the vision. It says in verse 3, "Then I lifted my gaze and looked, and behold, a ram which had two horns was standing in front of the canal. Now the two horns were long, but one was longer than the other, with the longer one coming up last." Now you remember, the second animal that came up out of the sea in Daniel the 7th chapter vision was a bear lifted up on one side. Here you have a ram with two horns, one longer than the other. Verse 4, "And I saw the ram budding westward, northward, southward, and no other beast could stand before him, nor was there anyone to rescue from his power, but he did as he pleased and magnified himself." Now the unique thing about this vision is that the angel Gabriel comes and interprets the vision exactly for Daniel. And so we find in verse 20 it says, "The ram which you saw with the two horns represent the kings of Media and Persia." Media and Persia were together when they conquered Babylon, but it wasn't long until the Persians were the stronger of the two, and it became known just simply as Persia. So let's go back and continue. In verse 5, it says, "While I was observing, behold, a male goat was coming from the west over the surface of the whole earth without touching the ground. And the goat had a conspicuous horn between his eyes. And he came up to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing in front of the canal, and rushed at him in his mighty wrath. And I saw him come beside the ram, and he was enraged at him. And he struck the ram and shattered his two horns, and the ram had no strength to withstand him. So he hurled him to the ground and trampled on him, and there was none to rescue the ram from his power. Then the male goat magnified himself exceedingly. But as soon as he was mighty, the large horn was broken, and in its place there came up four conspicuous horns toward the four winds of heaven." And then Gabriel interprets this by saying in verse 21 and 22, "And the shaggy goat represents the kingdom of Greece, and the large horn that is between his eyes is the first king. And the broken horn and the four horns that arose in his place represent the four kingdoms which will arise from his nation, although not with his power." As we look back in history, we know that Greece conquered Persia. We know that Alexander the Great, with a mere army of 40,000 Greek soldiers, went up against over 1 million Persian soldiers and totally routed them and won the victory over Persia. This is represented here as a very rapid defeat, not only of Persia, but of other nations. Alexander the Great went all the way to India, where he died as a young man, and leaving no successor, the kingdom was divided between his four generals, and so you had four parts of, or four kingdoms of Greece that came after Persia. This is very well represented in this vision. And of course, in the vision in chapter 7, you had a leopard, which is very fast, with four wings on its side and four heads. And of course, this represents the same thing, and that would be ancient Greece. Now, it's interesting that whereas in chapter 2, the kingdoms are represented by metals, and in chapter 7, the kingdoms are represented by wild beasts coming up out of the water that was stirred by the winds, here you have animals, and the animals are actually sacrificial, ceremonial animals that were used. Now, according to Leviticus, the first chapter, and other places actually in the Bible, there were three primary sacrificial animals. The first was a lamb. A male lamb, the second was a male goat, and the third was a young bull. These three sacrificial animals could be represented here in this vision. We see that the ram, of course, is a male sheep, and the he-goat, male goat, but we don't see a bull. And that's what we need to ask ourselves, why do we not see a bull in this vision? Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.